Hi guys, it's Simple J. It's Sister here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great and practicing our mantra of positivity in and positivity out. I keep telling you guys, once you allow positivity to flow through you and exude all over your life, you will see how much better your life will be. We are going to be blocking out negativity and moving that whole positive mindset into 2022. I'm hoping that we're all doing our self-reflection and trying to pinpoint areas that we were lacking in or we fell short in 2021, so we can improve upon those areas come 2022, because 2022 is not too far around the corner, and I want us to go forth in 2022 with a positive mindset and manifest all the greatness that resides in us. And also, as I always tell you guys, let's lift each other up. Let's support each other. It's very, very important. Today's podcast is going to be centered around the topic of we need to start breathing life in our men. Let me repeat that. We need to start breathing life into our men. I know society tells us that, you know, men are strong, so they are supposed to be able to handle whatever comes their way. They should not be showing emotions because, you know, them showing emotions means they're weak. Or we hear these terms about beta males and how men don't get the opportunity to do all that crying stuff like women do when they're upset or sad. That is the narrative that is creating a lot of confusion, a lot of calm waters turning into stormy waters now. And as well as if you're seeing their incidents of men not being able to channel effectively their hurt. So now they're hurting others, not just by words, but physically and mentally and emotionally. We need to start breathing life into our men and letting them know that we see them, we appreciate them, we support them, we are encouraging them, and we're going to uplift them. Men feel too. I think we get this thing wrong where we feel like just because they don't show their emotions the way our females do, that means they're not hurting. No, they hurt too. They just express themselves a bit differently. And on top of that, men tend to bottle things up until it gets to the point where it's all the way up to the top and now it's about to spill over, and that's when everything in them explodes and they become angry and they're enraged, and now you can't help but to deal with what is going on with him. And this is what we want to stop. We want to stop the fact that he gets to that point. We want to stop him from bottling things in and thinking that there is no outlet or nowhere out there where he can seek help, seek support, and seek healing. We need to allow these men to be able to come to us and be vulnerable and raw and open and let their guards down and not feel like they need to take on the burdens of the world alone by themselves. They've been told that they're supposed to be providers, they're supposed to be your safeguard, they're supposed to be your safe place, they're supposed to be your place where you are comfortable. They're taking on all these responsibilities. Don't you think that there's a lot of a burden for them to carry? And thus, these men are now wilting and cracking under the weight of all of that that he's carrying. And through breaking, he's not able to effectively handle all that comes with not being everything he's supposed to be. Because he's taught he's supposed to be everything and handle it with grace and not crack. And that's the issue. Women are allowed to have their days where they have bad days or sad days, or where they crack and they wilt under the pressure and they cry and they vent and they let things out. but men aren't allowed to. We need to change that. Because we're creating men who are now becoming cold-hearted individuals because they're not allowed to be open, to be raw, to vent, to be emotional without being stereotyped as weak or not manly enough. We need to change that narrative. Men are human beings. They feel just like we feel. They get wounded just like we get wounded. But when they retreat, unlike how we as women retreat, it's a different level or it's a different thought process for them. They handle things differently. But they also want to feel like they can be vulnerable and open and not be judged and ridiculed and belittled. We need to let these men know that, hey, I see you. I know it's hard. I'm here for you. I'm going to be your safe haven, your safe place. You can speak to me. You can vent to me. And this is a no judgment place where whatever you say is going to be validated, understood, received, and also respected. And at the end of the day, you will still be viewed as a man. And ladies, I want us to listen to what I'm about to say very carefully. Sometimes we contribute to this narrative of how when these men crack and they're about to be vulnerable, how we speak to these men. They listen. They hear. And sometimes that triggers them. When I say breathe life into a man, understand that you need to be careful how you say things to a man. You need to be careful how you act with a man in certain circumstances. Now, there's a case of a man who just recently killed his ex-girlfriend and his ex-wife. And he posted the video online where he's talking about what brought him to that place. His ex-wife accused him of troubling or touching his kids. Now, we can't verify if that's true or not because no one's here now to verify that information because everyone is gone. Because he got to that place where he felt like, okay, I have no one to turn to. Because I've been fighting this uphill battle with my ex-wife and now my new girlfriend who's pregnant, who's going to tell me I can't see my kid. So he felt like there was nowhere to turn. He has no avenues to seek help and seek healing to get him to a place of peace where he can now try to work things out amicably. And because he got to that place, what happened? He got physical. Physical in the sense that he decided to end everyone's lives. The ex-girlfriend, the ex-wife, and himself. Now, it should have never come to that place. Now, there are issues when you're a man and a woman in a relationship and you guys have disagreements or arguments and one decides that they're going to take out their frustration or anger on that person, be it the man, by restricting his access to his kids, by lying about him doing something to his kids, or just being downright messy and broadcasting certain things about this man to the public. Now, ladies, when you do that, you have to understand something. Men see their kids as legacies. Now, when you turn his legacy against him by poisoning his kids' minds or allowing them to view him as different than how he should be viewed, that does something to a man. That breaks him not only mentally, but it breaks him internally. His soul is broken. You have now broken this man down from his highest level because his kids are his life. I just stated to you that his kids are his legacies. His legacies are what are going to go out there and be his representative even way past when he's gone. And once you give them a skewed or tainted view of him, now for him, there's no more legacy. And that in itself is a problem. Ladies, if you procreate with someone and it gets to a point where you guys aren't going to be able to be together again, let's figure out how to amicably split and ensure that these kids are the priority and the men are allowed to be in their kids' lives, as I just stated to you, their legacies' lives, and be a positive influence on their well-being and who they are moving forward. Now, I'm not going to take away from you. There are those who don't want to be in the kids' lives, but that's a separate issue. We're not focusing on them. We're focusing on the ones that want to be fathers to their kids. Do not paint a false narrative about this man because you feel angry or anger towards him because of what happened between you two in a relationship. Take yourself out of that relationship and understand that you have to put your kids above your feelings. When you become parents, you don't be selfish, you become selfless. So your thought process should be not about self, but about them. Allow this man to be all he can be for his kids. Do not pay or paint a false narrative about who he is as a man. He might have failed you in a relationship or in a marriage, but he will probably never fail his kids. So allow him to do what he needs to do as a man for his kids. Do not lie. Do not betray. Do not play games with this man. Because at the end of the day, let's be very realistic, women. Men receive hurt, pain, betrayal different from us women. When it's easier for a woman to maybe cry it out and call her girlfriends and say, I can't stand him. He ain't shit. What a piece of garbage he is. Da 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 da. And then go through her process of healing and maybe get to a place where she can forgive him and maybe take him back. Guess what? Men are opposite of that. And once you speak negative and speak ill of this man, worse if it's not true. And this is where I want us to focus on. Don't paint a negative image of a man and put it out there for the world when you in your mind know that's not who he is. Because for every action, there is either an equal but opposite reaction. You don't know how this man is going to respond. And the times and the climate we're living in, people aren't holding things in anymore. To the extent that we're going to be like, let me just stay calm. No. People are bottling things up and then they're exploding. And when they explode, is not where you see things end in a respectable way. People are losing their lives now off things that people do to them. We need to understand this thing called adulting. I've told you guys before, it's really tricky and it's very difficult. There's no handbook that comes with being an adult. We're all genetically made, individually made in our own way to deal with things differently. But understand, at the end of the day, we have a base, which is we also need to understand what you give off, you will get in return. If you're negative, you're going to get back negative. If you lie on a person, someone will in turn lie on you moving forward. If you treat somebody badly, you're going to get treated badly in return. Maybe not by the same person, but by someone else. So let me tie this in. Men feel, men hear, men think, they absorb, and they are also reactive. So be careful what you do with this man. And understand, when this man gives you his heart and you play games with it, you can't tell how he's going to react to you hurting him. Matters of the heart are very delicate. And I've always told people this. When you're going into a situation with a man, understand that man. And understand how he is as a man. How he moves. How he reacts. How he thinks. Because when you decide to play games, which I don't understand why as adults we're doing the playing games thing at this point. We're in a society where people are living polygamous relationships, open relationships. People are just being very free and open and being true to who they are, living their truth. So I don't even understand the need for playing games at this point. But let's say you're one of those who wants to play games with a man. You need to be very careful what your intentions are with this man. Because as I said before, you can't tell how he's going to respond when you have played your game and he finds out. If you're not into this man, be honest. I'm sorry, but you're not my type. This is who I am. Can you handle that? I'm really not looking for something serious. I'm not in that place. I'm focused on my business or me right now. Be upfront. Be honest. Be straightforward. Be true to who you are. Because respect will go so much further when you are honest and straightforward to a man. He's going to look at you differently. He's going to view you through a different lens. But when you play with him and you lie on him and you betray him and you constantly down him or belittle him or speak negatively of him or speak ill of him to others or not uplift him in any form, you don't breathe life into him, then you're going to create a human being that you're not going to like. I always tell women, it's easy to tell your man, I want to be around someone who protects me, is my safe place, is my peace, and is my protector. But it's hard for you as a woman to understand that that man also wants a safe place, a woman he can call his home and his peace, a woman who he can feel will breathe life into him and want the best for him and pray with him and manifest greatness for him and sit with him and build with him and create with him. And want more for him than even he wants for himself. Men want that. Men are taking on a lot. Because as a man, the minute you're born, you understand that the requirements are, once you get with a woman, you need to be her protection. You need to be your safe place. You need to be able to take care of her wholly. that man also wants that in return. Maybe not in the shape or form that he gives to you, but he also wants to feel appreciated. He also wants to feel like if he treats you like a queen, you're going to treat him like a king. He also wants to feel like if he's having a bad day, and if he feels like to cry a little, you don't make him feel bad for letting his hair down and letting a tear fall, or even letting streams fall down his face. You don't let him feel bad for being himself in a vulnerable state in your presence. And then later on, when you guys have a disagreement, you throw it in his face. Oh, that's why you cried last night. That's why you're always crying like da 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 da. No. When a man gets with you and he shares parts of himself with you, it's important to understand that that man has now gotten to a place of being comfortable and being able to trust you wholeheartedly. Do not betray that trust. Trust, once earned, should never be broken. Never. Not for anything. And this is why we have men now who get with women and they don't share anything with them. They're just very cold. They don't even tap into that vulnerable side with their other half or with whoever they're being with, whether it's dating or casual. They just operate like robots. They go in, they go out, they're out. It's like they go into work. They clock in, do what needs to be done, clock out. No emotions, no ties, no nothing. Because he has been hurt by someone who he gave himself to and was vulnerable to and gave everything to. And that person didn't breathe life into him, but betrayed him and betrayed his emotions and betrayed his trust. Men also need support. They also want to be lifted up. They don't always want to be the ones lifting you up. Yes, they have the muscles. Yes, they have the built. Yes, they have the mindset to build you, but they want to be lifted and built up too. There's a lot of men having and walking around with scars, wounded little ones inside of them that they're afraid to show to their partners because they're afraid of how they're going to be received and how they're going to be labeled. And that should not be the case. Ladies, moving forward, let's understand that if you want greatness for yourself, you should want greatness for your partner. If you want to see a change in the men in today's society, you need to take that leap and that step of faith and breathe life into these men. Because some of them probably, they don't even believe in themselves. And once you step in and you breathe life into him, you let him see himself outside of the small box he's in. Do you know how much wonders that will do? Do you know how much of a mindset change he will have? Do you know how grateful he will be? Some men are wounded birds right now walking around. They just need the right person to tend to those wounds so those wounds will heal. And they can go back to now soaring to new heights and greater heights. Breathe life into your men. Be supportive. Give a listening ear. Give a shoulder to lean on. These men are walking around here with tons of trauma that is unchecked and they have not healed. And here you come with your constant nagging, with your constant tearing him down, with your constant focusing on everything negative that he brings to the table. Now he curls up in a ball into his shell and just wants to just retreat. How are you going to get something good from that man if you keep doing that? Cut out the fat, which is the negative, and let's focus on the positive things this man is doing. Let's focus on getting his mind to a positive mindset where he can think outside of where he is presently. Let's want more for this man. Let's want him to achieve greatness that he himself never even dreamed of. Let's lift this man up, not just in thoughts, but also in prayer. Prayer goes a long way. You would be surprised how much praying, being on your knees, putting your hands together and praying to the man above, whatever your religion is, just literally saying some words of encouragement in prayer for the man in your life, be he your boyfriend, someone casual, your father, your brother, your friend. You would be surprised how far prayer goes in helping this person gain not only perspective, but gain peace and maybe gain some level of accomplishment or some level of healing. When you see a man falling down, don't be quick to rub his face in the fact that he fell down. Be there to lift him up. When you see him stumbling, be his support system and keep him steady. When you see him crying, be there to wipe his tear and let him know you're going to be there to support him and get him to where he needs to be. When you see him tired, be there to give him that peace so he can rest. Help these men unload, unburden themselves. They are bottling a lot inside. And you would be surprised if you just gave some time to this man. How much hurt he's walking around with, how much trauma he has experienced, but because he's told he has to be man and strong and keep things inside and be the head of the household and be this to everyone, he has nothing left for himself. It's important to understand that we should not be thinking just for about ourselves as women. We got to think about these men too. They have taken on so much. And sometimes all they want is to feel appreciated. All they want is a simple thank you. Thank you for taking care of the household. Thank you for being a good support system. Thank you for being a good role model to our kids. Thank you for never abandoning ship when things got bad. Thank you for being there when I need you. Thank you for being a solid, committed, 10 toes deep, no matter what, you're there individual. Thank you for being you. Men need to hear that. Men need to be able to receive that. Men deserve that. So, what are we going to do moving forward? We're going to start breathing life into our men. We're going to start letting them know that we see them. We appreciate them. We respect them. We honor them. We are not going to continually belittle down their dreams, down their aspirations. We're going to lift them up. We're going to cheer them on. We're going to be their biggest cheerleaders on the sidelines, wanting greatness for them, manifesting greatness for them. We're going to keep lifting them up in prayer and thought. We're going to sit with them. We're going to build with them. We're going to create with them. We're going to want more for them than they want for themselves, because once they get to that plateau, they will see what greatness resided in them and how all it took was them getting that life bred into them to get them there. So this is what we're going to do moving forward. We're going to do all of what I just said for these men, because they need it. And to be honest, men, you need to demand it moving forward. You need to demand all that you require. And understand that, yes, you are a man and you're supposed to be strong. But you're also human. And to be human is to feel. And to have feelings. So we know sometimes you get hurt. But we want to understand what that level of hurt is. We want to be there for you. We want to surround you with love and safety and understanding and upliftment. So let us in. Don't bottle everything in. Let us in. Let us be there. Let us be your safety and security blanket for a little bit. Let us be your peace and safe haven. Let us be your safe place where you can unload and unburden without judgment. Open up and let us in. Let's help you heal those wounds that have not been closed. Because they're there. They're always lurking in the shadows somewhere. And they're keeping you from ultimate peace that resides in you. So we are going to make the commitment to breathe life into you moving forward. And what we want from you is to make the commitment to let us in. So we can continually lift you up and breathe life into you and manifest greatness and all the best that life has to offer for you. I want all of this for all my men all across the world, because I feel as though you deserve that. And moving into 2022, this is the new thing moving forward. We're going to breathe life into you. We're going to breathe change into you. We're going to breathe positivity and positive energy and vibes into you so you can achieve all that you want to achieve moving forward. On that note, I'm going to end this episode, and I'm very hopeful that this touched someone today and that we're able to be open with ourselves and do some reflection to see if we really are doing this with the men in our lives. And if we're not, then we need to start doing that. And I'm hopeful that we'll see some change moving forward, because it's very important that we do this. Because they need it and they require it and they deserve it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I do hope that you guys keep giving me your feedback and your thoughts. I truly appreciate the love and support. All my listeners, you guys know you're my family. I love you guys to the moon and back. If this is going to be your first time listening to my podcast, thank you for giving it a listen. I appreciate you for doing that. And as I always tell you guys, be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.